Joachim Navarro Valls is a close confidant of Pope St. John Paul II, who served for more than two decades as chief Vatican spokesman, died yesterday at the age of 80 after a long illness. Dr. Navarro Valls accompanied John Paul II on most of his 104 apostolic journeys. He served as director of the Holy See Press Office from 1984 until 2006. He was succeeded in the post by Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, who spoke to Vatican Radio about the life and legacy of Dr. Navarro Valls.
Navarro Valls was a good journalist, but not only. He was also a doctor, and he was a man of the church as a member of the Opus Dei. He was a brilliant communicator, and the colleagues, journalists, are very grateful for the way in which he did his service with extraordinary ability to grasp the center of the news and of the message to communicate. He had also a substantial, a profound relation with Pope John Paul II. And in this sense, his interpretation of the mind of John Paul II was sure, was rich of authority. It was not only something that he had heard from others. The experience of Navarro is extraordinary. He was director of the press office of the Holy See for more than 20 years, and then really was a person present to an entire age of the history of the Church, the extraordinary pontificate of John Paul II. And in this sense, he was a man that could have relations not only with journalists, but also with many other persons in the field of the politics, in the field of the economy, and so on. It was a point of reference for many during these years.
He will be also recorded as the first lay at the press office.
It is true. It was also a message of John Paul II, of the responsibilities and of the competence of the lay in the service of the Church. But he was a lay that was also a consecrated man. And this was obviously a guarantee of his fidelity and of his dedication in the service of the Church.
That was Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, former director of the Holy See Press Office.